Oasis Audio presents The Wonderland Trials by Sarah Eller, read for you by Catherine Anderson. The Tulgey Wood. Only someone as mad as a hatter, as the saying goes, would risk her life to win a game. But this isn't a game, not anymore. Any wonder who's entered my life has managed to turn everything topsy-turvy, upside down, and backwards. I'm the girl in the looking glass, mirrored, off balance, flipped. I inhale a clipped breath. Pain stabs my heart, which beats, 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 in time with the second hand of the locket watch around my neck. Beat, beat, beat. Tick, tock, tick. My eyes close, and the dread kicks in. The same fear that always overtakes me when I'm about to enter a nightmare. The only difference is, this time, it's real. I have to finish what I started. When I open my eyes, I step through. No, this isn't a game anymore. This is my life. And if I don't risk it? Then mine won't be the only heart we lose tonight. Game 1. Solitaire. Who in the world am I? Ah, that's the great puzzle. Lewis Carroll, Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. Chapter 1. Curious.
And thus the United Kingdom was no more, ushering in a kingdom quite divided indeed, following the conquest of the late.
I groan at the advert droning on through my sound buds, an unusual find, courtesy of the most intolerable human I've ever had the displeasure of meeting. The advert's not his fault, though. I've heard the historical propaganda more times than I care to count. Let's just say history is not my cup of tea. The sound glitches in and out, and I flick the side of the right earpiece, which emits static in return. I mute the ad, unplug my sound buds, then plug them back in. After 30 seconds pass, I tap the volume icon on my cracked, 3-decades-old pocket screen, changing the colour from red to green. Any second now. Wait for it. A rush of orchestral intro music swells and fades. Finally. The sound isn't high quality, but the episode I downloaded the moment I stepped foot off campus flows clearly through both earpieces now. I turn the volume up a little more as the podcast host begins.
How do you do? And welcome to episode 117 of Common Nonsense. I'm your hostess, Maddie Hatter, and I'll be interrupting your regular daily dose of sensibility to discuss the predictable topic out of the hat, otherwise referred to as this year's annual Wonderland Trials.
Her American accent never fails to fascinate me, not because it's anything special, but because it's rare. After the Divide, the Queen closed all of England's borders and forbade international travel, cutting all ties with the United Kingdom and severing former peace treaties with neighbouring nations. Most foreigners were immediately sent back to their respective homes. But foreign wonders? Denied passports if they refused to register. It was either conform or go into hiding. There's no question as to which route Maddie's parents chose. If I had to make such a decision, would I be as fearless? My pulse quickens. Rather than ponder the disappointing answer, I slide my thumb across the palm-sized screen, cranking up the volume as I make my trek to the Oxford railway station, checking over my shoulder every so often. I keep the hood of my pullover up, careful to conceal my rare form of mobile tech as I walk west down Park End Street, stealing a glance at the ditch that was once Castle Mills Stream. Most people only have ancient antenna radios at home, just good enough for boring old news. At school, they block most signals entirely. One must have an approved permit stamped with the Queen's seal to use authorised tech. If the wrong...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?